T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Boy, these have to be some of the strongest winds I've felt personally just on a day when there's no major storm at all coming through. And tonight they're telling trick-or-treaters and their parents to be extra careful and keep your eyes open for any UFOs, unidentified flying objects courtesy of Mother Nature. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson with us. Brian, when will these winds die down? Do we know?
It's going to be late tonight, Larry, and into tomorrow, we'll still have a chilly breeze. It's not going to be as strong as it has been today, but the strongest winds will still be with us into the evening hours. So for trick-or-treating, it's still going to be windy. We'll still have some frequent gusts of 30 or 40 miles per hour. And some occasional gusts higher than that. Just looking last hour around the area, we had a gust of 48 miles per hour in Newark, 46 at JFK, 40 at LaGuardia. So some strong winds through the rest of the afternoon. We'll see those gusts 40 to 50 miles per hour. Trick-or-treating temperature about 54 this evening. Real field temps, though, will be in the 40s, though, as those winds, again, frequently gust to 30 or 40 miles per hour. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. Let's talk Halloween now, everybody. The kids set it off earlier with the Children's Halloween Parade in Washington Square Park. Later on, the big kids parade will head through the village, but let's see how the littles do it first. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley on the Halloween beat for us and joins us live with the latest from Washington Square. So, MLB, you see any cute ghosts and goblins running around there?
Oh, yeah, and some ladybugs, some lady liberties. But a lot of these little ones are going scary this year. We see a scream, a jack-o'-lantern, a Frankenstein. Larry, it is scary out here, so it is not for the weak. But what these littles really want is the candy. But the wind is something that is, really helping some of the costumes, especially all those superheroes running around. Those capes are flying around.
What's your favorite thing about Halloween, Ian?
Candy.
And what else?
Chocolate.
It's the first Halloween for him, so I wanted him to see all the show and stuff like that.
We homies got a curfew. I might have to be back uptown before the clock strikes 12, you know what I'm saying?
That laugh is enough to scare you to run away from Washington Square Park. But he's out giving out the best candy in town, so you might want to head over to that spooky clown if you can handle it. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Washington Square Park.
Lordy, Mary Lynn, where do you find these folks? I tell you, those parents going to wake up in the mornings and be like, those babies are going to let loose all that candy they're eating tonight. Again, the annual New York City Halloween Parade begins at Canal Street and 6th Avenue. That's at 7 tonight. It'll continue straight up 6th Avenue and 15th. You can watch it from both sides of King Street to 15th. Please be safe, everybody. Well, nearly 40 years after an NYPD officer was killed in the line of duty, the man behind bars for the crime up for parole. To that, the fallen officer's relatives and colleagues delivered a resounding no today.
Both in their 20s at the time, John Garrity worked with Officer Michael Busek for 2 years.
If he didn't get killed, he would have been a legend on the job.
The decorated cop was gunned down chasing drug dealers, one of them going before the parole board. PBA President Pat Hendry.
This parole board has allowed 40 three cop killers out since 2017. That's a disgrace.
Henry joined Busek's widow and brother to oppose any release. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also today, funeral services for the NYPD's longtime chief chaplain, Rabbi Alvin Cass, who died this week at 89. Mayor Adams joined Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch and many, many members of the NYPD to say goodbye today in Brooklyn. Well, during the service, Tisch shared a riveting story about how Cass helped bring a woman to safety during a hostage situation. Check it out. She said the rabbi talked to the armed man through the night, and at some point, the guy said he was hungry. So Cass orders some pastrami sandwiches, right? Offers him one in exchange for the gun. Says the man handed it over. But it didn't end there.
I have a second gun, the man said. Rabbi Cass didn't flinch. He said, well, I have a second sandwich. You can have mine too, but you give me the second gun. The man gave it up and the crisis was averted. To paraphrase the Godfather, leave the gun, take the pastrami.
They say Cass was something else. That dude was there for how many decades? Wow. Says it was the department's oldest member and its longest serving at the time of his death. Say they're going to truly miss him. Well, with just a couple of days to go now before the election, it's likely you've seen some of the attack ads that have made it onto the airwaves. And so we asked New Yorkers, are they actually making a difference?
Zoran Mamdani's campaign used news reports from Andrew Cuomo's nursing home and sexual harassment scandals, while Cuomo used AI for an ad depicting criminals for Mamdani, which was later deleted.
Oh, God, those are awful.
Catherine Hayden says attack ads influence her in this way.
When they're, like, particularly nasty, does it make me sway me to sort of not want to vote for the person making the attack ad?
For others,
I kind of know where I'm at before I see them.
Tyler Munson wishes money wasn't used for that.
I wish they were more about platform and policy as opposed to attack.
Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the MTA is about to level up. Governor Hochul announcing today the agency's board has approved the purchase of nearly 400 modern subway cars. In a statement, Hochul said these state-of-the-art cars will keep our city moving for decades to come. All the cars will be delivered by 2030, giving the MTA time to retire the last of its R68 and R68A cars. Like we know what that is, right? Anyway, those are the ones with the orange and yellow seats. Yep, end of an era. Well, as he nears the end of his tenure, Mayor Adams leaving a parting gift with NYPD, funding for thousands of new cops. But the head of the police officers union has something to say about that.
Mayor Adams announced plans to phase in 5,000 more cops over the next 3 years, funding the increase that would put the headcount at 40,000, a number that hasn't been reached in 20 years. But PBA President Pat Hendry says 2,800 cops have left the department so far this year.
But we don't know how many police officers are going to leave over the coming months.
He asks, how about incentives?
We hear people talk about value and keeping people who are highly valued and trained and skilled. Well, keep these police officers on the job.
By addressing improved benefits and quality of life issues. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.